respecting the goodness within. Sit or lie comfortably. You may like to close your eyes. And giving yourself this time and space and focus now helps you remember that you are showing up for yourself, giving yourself the time and the value and the importance, and making yourself a priority for yourself. Allow your inner eye to turn inwards and your inner ear to turn inwards. And pay attention and notice, are there any places within where you are storing stress or discomfort? Any parts of your body where you feel pain, distress? Send in your mind your compassion and your focus and your capacity to be with. And just be with that part of yourself that hurts or is experiencing stress. Take some moments to simply, compassionately and empathetically be with that pain, discomfort, or sensation. No judging or rushing or demanding that it be other. Now in your mind, begin to recall to yourself acts of kindness that you have done for those closest to you over the years. They can be acts of physical kindness. They can be spiritual acts of kindness, such as imparting wisdom, praying on someone's behalf, teaching them how to do a mitzvah, motivating or inspiring them to spiritual growth in any way. They could be acts of material physical giving, such as cooking, baking, dressing, buying things for a person, acts of tzedakah, giving money, paying for things. Take some moments now, take a minute to reflect on and recall acts of kindness that you have been engaging in over the years. You hear my voice in about a minute. And now, take some moments to ask yourself this question. how do I feel about having done all of those acts of kindness? Is it new for me that I'm qualifying them as acts of kindness? Was I thinking about them in some other way? How different is it now for me to understand that all of these acts have been the goodness of my soul expressing itself in my life? The choices that I made to give in all of these situations have been choices to express the godliness, the goodness within me. Take a minute to reflect on that now. When we make that choice to give, we are expressing and strengthening the goodness within us. Derech HaTov Lahitiv, it is the way of the good to give. The Yetzer Hara was termed Tov Ma'ayid, very good by Hashem, because it's in overcoming our Yetzer Hara that we can do the greatest good within us. It was not good for Adam to be alone. For in the context of our relationships, we can do the greatest good. Take one more minute now to enjoy, to take pleasure in the goodness that exists within you. During this minute, respect the goodness that is yours. Give value to the giving that you do and have been doing throughout your life. You hear my voice? About a minute. Allow the feeling of respecting the goodness within yourself to feel really comfortable within you. Hold on to that feeling. Let that feeling of respecting your own goodness stay within, so that throughout the days you respect more and more that same goodness that keeps expressing itself. And when you're ready, draw your mind back, your attention and focus back to